You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. All right, Mino and the Mayor here at 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3, 96.5 FM, WISS, and the Civic Media app.
We want to take a picture of our previous guests, and we didn't have time because Johnny had to run upstairs. What did you have to run upstairs for?
To see if Dennis was coming in. Dennis won't be able to make it today.
Okay, all right, all right. Anyway, you didn't have to tell me.
So our best to Dennis?
Yes, all right, because we have our music series coming up, but the Mile of Music people were going to be taking off. We said, we want to get a picture to post on our Facebook, so you can sit down, and we're going to ask you a few more questions about... I want to know about your musical backgrounds, and I want to know about jobs. If somebody is interested in... You know, we talked a little bit at break about what a great place to work, and you love this industry that you're in. I mean, you said it's many times it takes 3, 4, 5, 10 phone calls to get somewhere. You say in the music industry, in the entertainment industry, you guys one or two places and boom, you're there.
Yeah, it's a very close community. And it, you know, it's funny. It just kind of brings the world in smaller without the music industry, I feel.
Mm-hmm. I think, Melissa, you have more of a actual musical background. No one wants to know about my musical background.
Talk about that, about being a teacher for a lot of years locally.
I was a music educator for 29 years. Music has always been a part of my life. I did band and choir and all the musicals and all of the things and jazz band and everything throughout high school. New London High School is my alma mater. And then I moved on to college in Oshkosh. And I taught my first 3 years I taught in Berlin, Wisconsin, and then
we get a lot of people from here in music from Oshkosh.
Oh wow,
they must have a great program, huh?
Yeah, I loved my time in Oshkosh. And then I taught the last 26 years of my education career were in DePere.
At Notre Dame?
At Notre Dame Middle School, yes.
That's awesome. I bet you had some Packer coaches kids come through.
I did. That's true.
Seems like that's where all the Packer coaches kids went.
One of our favorites we have favorites, but it's Kevin Van Ness, who was mm-hmm. the talk of the town and taught at East for many, many, many years. I think 40 years.
At Washington.
At Washington, East Side. Washington. And he's changed people's lives. And these kids come back and they're like, you know,
well,
Mr. Van
Ness. Well, we always talk about, Jim, when we have musicians, and we'll have musicians coming in here in just a little bit. In fact, he's walking in with his equipment right now. but we always ask, where was the spark? Who gave you not only just the encouragement, but the confidence, which is such an mm-hmm. important part, because you're exposing yourself. Or who gave you that confidence to say, hey, I can do this?
Right. Well, and music is such a great place to land. In an educational setting, it's just such a different mode of expression and a break in your academic day,
right?
To use a different part of your brain and access your expression and creativity.
And you're not all sweaty like we're in gym class,
or like sports. But I was talking to somebody. One of my daughters played the violin, and when I'd scold her for, you know, and she'd get mad. She would just go play the violin. And I'm like, that's okay. You know, I mean, because it's an outlet and it's just something that you're in full control of, yet it's something that's so personal that you can kind of do what you want. When it comes to that spark, I want to get back to, you get these 200 original musicians coming to Appleton to play Mile of Music. And I would be curious, if I don't have the time to ask them all, but their parents were probably very encouraging, right? Your dad, mom, you guys, you're great. But it's usually someone from the outside that says, that, and it's like, wow, Mrs. So-and-so said I'm good at this. It's like, well, honey, we've been telling you that for, you know, five years.
And you'll never forget that when somebody outside the family says that.
Or a musician says to him, look, you got some talent there. And they mean it. They're not just trying to, and I always find that very interesting about, because a lot of us in life have tried hard, but somebody said something that was extra special.
Yep. Yeah, I find sometimes with musicians, the stories that I hear, either they succeed and they pursue this in spite of any support they did not receive, or because of the support. I've seen that go both ways, quite honestly.
I can
see
a little bit of defiance.
Right,
maybe,
I'll,
like,
yeah. I'll show you. Tell me.
Yeah, exactly.
Or it's just so in them that they can't not do it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Okay,
but you have to try.
And I'm not even lying about this. It's a bizarre thing. I've had so many people say, you know, I do speeches. Or, boy, you've got a great voice. You got a great voice. I've had people say they'd listen to me read a phone book, Jim. I've had people tell me that.
I've never met those people, and I've known him for years.
So when I sing, I hear something magically beautiful in my head. Others don't hear that.
No, I think that happens to a lot of us.
Why does that happen?
I don't know.
Isn't that... It is Mental Health Awareness Month.
Well, you're asking an interesting person because I always say, you know that guy in church?
Yes.
Yes.
That guy.
Behind me.
Mm-hmm. And he is singing his heart out.
He believes. It's beautiful.
And
not even close.
Nope. And I love that guy because that's what it should be.
Why do we hear it sounding so tremendous?
That's just called tone deaf. You think you're singing the note and you're not even close.
But,
and I feel sorry for people like
that. Can I do a quick one little quick?
No.
This is what you need. This is my show too, Jim.
You need to sing in the shower.
No, hang on, ready? Fly me to the moon. Let me swing amongst the stars. Let me know what love is like on Jupiter and Mars.
Do you see?
In other words,
I think it's great.
Please be true.
Okay.
As a teacher.
Good job, Johnny.
As an administrator.
You got to have the joy. If you don't have the joy.
Well, okay. Yeah. I got that. But besides that.
Did you notice?
It was great. Yeah.
Okay.
Moving down. This stands up. Boom. Next one, a little bit lower. But you just let him. He was having fun.
Yeah, and exactly.
That's why we're here.
That's what it's all
about.
That
is why we're here.
It's expression.
That's the great word.
Okay.
Good job, Johnny.
Thank you. You know what? That encourages me to sing more on the show.
You're welcome.
That's my spark.
I bet you in your, I mean, would you say 21 years you taught?
26. 29. Oh,
you must have seen some, I mean, every kid out there is talented, but you must have seen some special
talent. Oh, yes,
talent.
Absolutely. I had some students come to me. A few that can stick out in my head right now that even... I started with a band in fifth grade, and I had a few that even at that point were beyond me. I'm like,
really?
Yeah, and I had to talk to the parents and say, we're going to find.
Is there such a thing a chromosome, a gene, a something where it's just, because that happens in sports too, you know. What is it? Have you ever been able to identify that, how one kid has it, it's just there versus somebody else?
Oh, I think this has been a topic of discussion for 100 years. I don't know that we can always put our finger on that.
Okay.
They're gifted. I mean, yeah, I just remember I was my band teacher in high school, and I like played trumpet, and I think I was good because I was first chair for a while, and this new kid came in and I got bounced, and I'm like, look, I've been here, you know, I never missed a practice. He goes, this kid is really good. Like, and it was so, and I think that's great because there are people that, and I don't know what it is. If it's, I don't think his parents were in music, but this guy was just really, really good.
Yeah,
he was.
It happened.
He was great.
Who's somewhat of our people who has talked about where he wanted to play a certain instrument, but didn't have the certain something with his lips or his breath or.
Yeah. Embouchure.
What is it?
It's called embouchure.
Yes. So some people have that and some people don't.
Yes, but also you can overcome that.
Okay.
in many cases.
Hey, what is that? Is it something with your breath or something?
No, it's the shape of the mouth.
Of your mouth, okay.
To play the instrument.
Okay.
What I think is good about music, and Hyde, which does a great job, they have these play-ins, but you can switch. Unlike sports, sometimes it's like, well, you know, kind of basketball, it's maybe tough to go to something else, although it's not. Extremely, it's not impossible, but in music, it's not that hard. I mean, you kind of learn how to read music, and then people go from the clarinet to maybe they're going to play the trumpet. And this guy said, well, a lot of people end up with percussion. I don't know why he said that, but it's just cool about music, and good teachers encourage you to try a different instrument.
Music is a language. So everybody that I always said, everybody can read music. It's just a different level. If you don't do it every day, the way you read music is different than somebody who does it every day.
How do these artists, like there's big time country stars and they say, I don't know how to read music. How do they do that?
Right?
Yeah.
Talk about that.
Some of it is just natural. I worked with a musician that could read music, but it just was from his head. He often did not read music because he didn't really need to.
Isn't that amazing when they sit down at the piano and it's like, I've never taken a lesson.
Yeah.
It's like, that's unbelievable. Yeah. And that's gifted. I mean, there's something special there.
It is.
You either got it or you don't have it.
Let me just ask you as a music teacher, you know, traditional music versus Suzuki, do you have an opinion on that?
No. I mean, I do have an opinion, but I don't have a favorite. I just think I guess this goes back to educator. Everybody learns in a different way, and one way clicks with one learner that doesn't click at all for another learner. So that's why there are all the options.
Yeah. And you're right. At the end of the day, you want to learn music.
Right.
Go ahead.
Well, I just started going back to the Mile of Music. Do you guys get to know some of these artists at all? I mean, just to kind of like, and ask these some of the same questions that we're asking. Where did this come from? How did you become this?
Why that instrument?
This indie type of band or whatever. How did you get here?
I mean, honestly, that's one of the most fun parts about the job is like getting to meet all these different people. And then a lot of them, like so many of them, like we were talking about before, are so down to earth. And, you know, Melissa and I both have become friends with different people throughout the years. You become friends on Facebook and it's like, hey, I'm going to be back in town. Like, we're going to be at this show. Come on out.
And that's cool to get behind the curtain a little bit. And when do you write your music? You know, what inspires you to write? You know, some people block out times. Oh, I got to do it. Other people just find a place. And, you know, I mean, everybody's heard John Denver's stories, but I mean, that guy would write music and like at the drop of a hat. It's and these things were number one sellers. And
we had Jonathan here yesterday from High Music talking about the discipline aspect you have to punch a time clock.
He did. But that not everybody does is my point.
Right.
There's
a different style. I've talked to musicians who say this song basically woke me up and wrote itself. I mean, sometimes those songs come in 20 minutes. Sometimes it takes 2 years.
And sometimes is it the lyrics? Is it the music? Right. You know, which comes first and you write this after. And they're just very, very interesting people besides product.
Okay. Hold it. Stop right now, Jim. Chris from Appleton. Mino has great tone.
Oh, well, there you go.
There you go.
I encouraged you. He encouraged you.
Thank you.
Do you have an open slot?
Thank you.
Well, there we go.
If somebody calls in sick.
Yeah. Thank you, Uncle Chris.
Wow. Got Steve from Bellevue on his way to work in Appleton. He said, just started listening to the station about 2 weeks ago. Especially love Mino and the Mayor. They crack me up. Very entertaining.
All right.
Appreciate that.
All right.
Steve, very nice.
And we have great guests that.
Well, that's the key. We have great guests. We're going to be wrapping up with you guys, but I just have to ask this one question. Do you guys ever have a group on there where you say to yourselves, I love them.
Oh.
They're awesome. I want
all the time.
Do you really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All the time.
It's hard, too, because we don't always get to, like, go, depending what's going on the back end, behind the scenes, we don't always get to go out and see, but I think we both try to get out and at least meet the bands, see the bands.
And, you know, I just want to say one more thing. We talked about this. Like, the other night, our guy Pat Tracer was go see George Thorogood at Waterfest.
Mm-hmm. Last night.
And
if you love music, Northeast Wisconsin is a heck of a place to be.
It sure is.
Agreed.
Yeah.
And you know what? And a lot of it's because somebody like you and your dad who had the vision to bring this to life, somebody like you that have inspired so many young musicians. The role you've played in so many people's lives, I guarantee you, you'll never get it coming back to you how many people you've inspired. I'm positive of that.
And I think the other thing, you show the city well by taking care of them when they're here.
Yeah.
You know? And that helps because they talk to each other.
Absolutely.
Oh, they sure do.
Yes, they do.
You guys are awesome. Thank you so much for being here.
Please stay in touch.
And best of luck on the Mile of Music this year.
Thank you.
Come see us.
We will. We got some live music coming up. In just a bit. Stay with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. Modern the Mayor here, wrapping it up. it up on a Friday. Well, not wrapping it up. We still have a great, great segment. Big Daddy D Productions live music series taking place. And that's a very cool thing. A lot of stuff, by the way, going on this weekend musically. Howard's Commons is big stuff happening.
Oh, yeah, they do.
So I hope this weather holds for everybody to get out there.
Well, in the symphony, we talked about that. I know there's a lot going on, Oshkosh. Pat mentioned that yesterday. But, you know, here in Green Bay, the patriotic event at the Jet Air hangar. The symphony's playing, and that's at 2 o'clock on Saturday. So you come out. That's a free event, and I mean the symphony's great, but it's also the whole venue out there is awesome. So
yep. And then we've got here it is right here. Hang on. Taking place on June 21st.
What is that?
We're at June 21st. This is a great thing. It's a Smoking for Paws, a service dog fundraiser from the Wisconsin Guardian Foundation. It's a rib cook-off. Rib cook-off and competition and pig roast. It's at Roar's Grand Slam in Brussels. It's a great thing, and one of our great friends, Cody Kripline, is taking part. But can you imagine how good this food is going to be? It's amazing. Just $3 per rib, raffle baskets, awesome. 7 auctions, games and activities for the entire family. Once again, it's at Roar's Grand Slam in Brussels, which is a great place. They've got the dry rib turn-in at 1 to 1:30. Ribs are available to the public starting at 1:30. Ribs available to the public at 1:30. It's a rib cook-off and competition, pig roast, taking place, a great fundraiser for service dogs, which is something we are incredibly supportive of. I mean, we've seen it firsthand right here in our studios how important these service dogs are.
Yeah. So this weekend, I mean, go look, Oshkosh, Appleton, what just ever, Northeast Wisconsin. A lot of events, and it's might be a little bit warm, but that's all right. I mean, there's going to be plenty of refreshments there.
You know what, though? If you're doing ribs, you expect it to be warm and kind of sweating over the grill and the whole thing. I know tomorrow's going to be really hot, but folks, I hope you can get out there and support this great service dog fundraiser. $3 per the ribs, and once again, 1 to 1:30, the dry run. I don't know much about that. The dry rib turn in, but the ribs are available to the public starting at 1:30 tomorrow at Roar's Grand Slam. And for our guy, Cody, who's one of our great friends, best of luck to you, Cody. And your dog, Smoke, is a beautiful service dog.
Yep. And there's, again, it's going to be hot. And look, just drink water. Don't pass up on some of these events. Botanical Garden, I was going through the list, I think, on Thursday about
there's a million
things going
on. This is like the best weekend of the year. Hold out for us.
I think we'll be all right. I don't think there's rain, is there?
No, just that heat index and everything. Right. That's something you can handle.
Exactly.
You can handle it.
Right. I'm not worried about it.
Yes.
And then we have a couple graduation parties thrown in there, too. So
there's
a nice
lot
weekend
of them taking place. Once again, this is one of the greatest weeks. I think it's the best weekend of the year. I really and truly do.
I'm big on the 4th. That's going to be fun. Because, of course, everyone likes fireworks, right? But that's cool to see all that.
Well, yes and no.
Why?
I don't like it with the 4th when it's on Mondays. And like, okay, you got the great fireworks display, and then you got to go to work again the next morning.
Yeah, but this is Friday, so we're
cool. I understand. But there's been other times where it's like, hey, it's the 4th, isn't this great? Oh, we're having great fireworks late tonight at the cabin. Oh, we got to leave. We have to get up early and go to work.
I was one of those guys that they said, should we have it on the 3rd? And I'm like, what's the holiday again?
Yeah.
It's the 4th. Well, then I think that's what we should do. But I agree
with
you.
You know what I'm saying?
We got some pushback on that.
Yeah.
And I think people have moved it to the 3rd if it goes up against a weekend. But
I mean, that's not disparaging the 4th itself, but it just gives people more time to enjoy that whole thing.
Well, and someone who's very concerned about public safety might think it's okay you get home a little
earlier. Oh, that is so overrated.
Public safety.
Individual freedoms, Jim.
We should talk about, this thing in Green Bay, well, we only got 2 minutes, but wait, they show Cops,
at Bay Beach.
Yeah, Bad Boy. And they came in and did some filming, and they,
You know what I always get a kick out of?
I wrote two things.
Which
I'll read to you.
It might not, they said that segment, do the guy still have his shirt on?
What do you mean?
No, from this latest Cops thing at Baby.
I didn't see that.
What I'm saying is I used to be a watch cop, and 99% of the guys that they're pulling out do not have shirts on. And it would always be they're in a trailer, and the guy's, you know, got a tat on his eye or whatever, a blood drop or whatever, and he just, you know, smacked around somebody, and the cops get him and say, "You leave him alone, Bonnie. You bring my smokes on there, sir, you hurt my sir. Could you not? You hurt my. I need. Could I have my smokes?" And his pants are half down his butt.
Yeah, that okay,
Marcy. Yeah. You leave him alone. He didn't do nothing. I love him.
Yeah.
Well, sir, you're
hurting my wrist. Yeah, we had one that was, it wasn't that, but ours was more chill, right? I mean, and the thing is, and I, and Eric didn't do this, but he can do whatever he wants. I mean, I'm not there anymore, but I had full editorial say at the end.
So of what?
The cops filming.
Oh, really?
Yeah. When they came in, I'm like, you guys can do that, but nothing goes out of here without my okay. So I would never ever allow Bay Beach because it's an attraction for not just us, right? For tourism. It's what I would have never ever allowed a Bay Beach taping. I just wasn't, if there's something going on there, you're not coming. But they did something at Shopko. Remember that girl shoplifting? This is a long time ago, but so they were driving out to Shopko to like go talk to this girl who did some, and I'm like, could you add a little more green space to the drive? There's too much concrete.
So the guy could legitimately seeing you saying that.
I did that. I will tell you, John, the guy responded, and they showed the drive. It was more green. It wasn't really even the way to get there, but I wanted people to see a greener Green Bay. So anyway, but this Bay Beach thing is ridiculous. I would have never. That's just crazy that somebody would allow something negative. And we don't have any negative things happen there. I mean, what?
Well,
was the last
remember
time you heard
I told
that?
You I got mad. With that shirt that guy was wearing.
Yes. That's true.
To have an obscenity amongst 500 kids. Okay. Come on. Look in the mirror.
But
really?
Do we need to have cops? I mean, anyway, that was...
I would
hope
have tased that guy. By chance, I would have tased that guy. The one that I told you I almost had an altercation with.
I know you would, John. I know. That's why we don't have you with a taser. Hey, this guy's going to be great coming
I
up
I might
here.
Buy one online.
You can't.
Yeah, you can.
You can buy it. Can't use it.
Oh, okay.
What? Well, go ahead.
I'll just put it on a shelf.
Go buy it. I'll find.
They'll bring it in here.
While you're in the tank, I'll get somebody here. Hey, this guy coming up.
This is
going to
be phenomenal. We can't wait. That is coming up next. Our live music series. Curses.
Yeah, app. 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 Yeah, app.
Welcome back, Mind of the Mayor here. It's clearing up on a Friday morning. That's the best we have to say for it. Looking a little bit better, though. It is 64 in Green Bay, 66 in Appleton, 66 in Oshkosh, heading into a sweltering weekend. But I'll tell you what, you get on out there because there are so many great things taking place throughout the entire area that we want everybody to know what's going on out there. We're talking about the Rib Fest taking place at RARS in Brussels this weekend, the Grand Slam, which our good friend Cody Krepline is going to be taking part in. You got some things going on. We're just talking about a great thing taking place in Shawano.
Shawano's got a
Rhubarb Fest.
And this doesn't get the credit it deserves. Like rhubarb, do you like rhubarb?
Well, like I said, I like it best when it's mixed with like apple or strawberry.
I'm there.
Yeah. 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 We got a gentleman here that
this knows, guy
knows everything,
everything about it. And plus, we got the symphony. I want another plug for the symphony at the airport.
Ahead.
At 2 o'clock, the Civic Symphony is going to be playing some patriotic songs in honor of the 4th of July, which is right around the corner, of course, out at the Jet Air Hangar at the airport. It's a free event. The symphony's great. It's indoors. It's just a great, they've done this, I don't know how many years now, but that's a family great event. So anyway, I'm going to stop out there too.
Well, my friend, introduce yourself and we get a lot to talk about before we hear you perform. We get a lot to talk about. Introduce yourself and first tell us about what you've done for the community of Shawano.
Okay. Well, I'm Ike Arumba, previously known for Ike Arumba and the Infidels. I've been on this show before.
Yep. You were one of our very first musical guests that we ever had.
Yes, and there's a story connected with that. I'm now with Wish You Were Floyd playing bass, which is kind of a world-class Pink Floyd tribute act. We'll be playing at the Grand Oshkosh Friday, June 27th at 7:30 p.m. It's just about a sellout.
We stood on the stage of the Grand Oshkosh, and we wanted to just talk because we sounded so good. And what great acoustics there.
It's amazing.
That's a great theater. God bless them for preserving that.
Yeah, and they're going to renovate. They're going to spend about $10 million.
Yeah. Yep.
This spring, so I hope, but they're not going to mess with the stage. They're going to knock a wall out and do something else.
Yeah, but they got Joe in charge. They're in a he's going to keep he'll be there every day.
They've
watching
done it right for what, 150 years right. or something.
Yeah,
right.
it's a pleasure to work with those guys. It really is. I put together an outfit called Fearless Productions, which is producing the whole thing. And wow, I'd like to come back.
Well, they want Jim and I to come there, and they want us to be in that first balcony overlooking the stage and just be like the two guys from the Muppets.
I think that sounds like a good idea. I think you're naturals for that.
It could work. It could work.
Well, tell us a little bit about Rhubarb Fest.
Oh, the Rhubarb Fest. Yeah, I'm actually fourth generation Shawano. My family is basically built most of that town, or a lot of it, the industrial park, the business district, the Milky Theater, the Box in the Woods, you name it.
They've done a great job putting a brewery in there, one of the old buildings.
Yeah, my great uncle, the mayor, brought him the hospital. My grandfather was mayor twice, city attorney's long line. I kind of broke that streak when I went down to Madison and off to Seattle. But they have a Shawano County Historical Society there, which is a wonderful organization. It's all volunteer. Relies entirely on donations to operate, and you can do all kinds of genealogy there. You can point to a building, they can tell you all about the building, but their main fundraiser is the Rhubarb Festival, which is tomorrow, June 21st. And the Rhubarb Festival is sort of a celebration of the settlement of the Shawano area. It's a rhubarb festival because rhubarb was the first thing that grew in the spring that they could eat, which was a big deal
back then.
The pioneers,
huh?
Yeah, you'll see people in traditional garb. When I was president of the Historical Society, I was president a number of times and been on the board before I moved away. We moved an old little historic church onto the grounds. It's got a wonderful little historical church. Kurt Gunn will be performing in it with other performers tomorrow.
That's awesome.
There's music under a tent. It's a wonderful family event. They have got a train depot in there, which is an exact replica of a period train depot, and inside it is a miniature exact replica of the town of Zacho back in the day. And that was all donated.
I don't know Zacho. No, you notice the blank looks on our face.
Yeah, well, that's a town. That's a town between Green Bay and Shawano. Not too far from Pulaski.
Isn't that called Pulaski?
Well,
are you Krakow?
No, Zacho. Z-A-C-H-O-W. Now, it's not in its heyday anymore.
Okay. Does it still exist?
It's still there. Yeah, get a map, guys, because you're really irritating a lot of people in Zacho.
I'm sorry.
All 17 of them. Yeah. All 17 of them are going to be angry at you. It's kind of a crossroads. If you know where Doc's Harley Davidson is.
Yes.
Okay, when you come up to Big Hill, leaving Green Bay on Highway Double Up, take a right. 2-3 miles down the road is Zacho. A gentleman named Dean Proper, who grew up there, who did well in life, funded this wonderful train depot replica and the miniature replica of the town of Zacho. And there's all kinds of interesting things going on there. It really is the ultimate family festival in Shawano. And they've got sun drop days and a lot of other things going on there, too. So Shawano has...
Yeah, sun drop days are huge.
They are.
Yeah, it's more and more in the limelight as time progresses.
Well, now, tell a little bit about what your musical experience. You can't tell the whole thing because it would be...
We're not time. I want to talk about the Seattle thing. The lawyer... I think that's a great field, which
era.
I kind of wanted my...
Yeah, well, you know, I started out as a bass player as a kid with Alvin Staczynski and his TV recording orchestra. I performed with a guy named Lil Wally, who was internationally famous as a bass guitarist. After I got out of law school in Madison, I went out to Seattle. I started working in a construction, litigation, and insurance defense law firm, and that went well, but I had an interest in music, and I became the first contract law and contract negotiation teacher for bands at the Art Institute of Seattle. Now, it just so happened that Roger Fisher from Heart was a teacher there, and there's this milieu of hot music people there. And when I moved to Seattle in 1984, it was a horrible music town. Even the Stars had to pay a venue to play and try to get their money back at the door.
Wow.
Then the little group called Sub Pop Records and Nirvana took off.
And what was that second one?
The
second one you mentioned? Nirvana?
Nirvana, yeah. It's an old obsolete.
They sell any records?
Yeah, obsolete band. You know, and it took off hugely. And grunge is funny. And there's a movie out there called Hype, H-Y-P-E, which explains the grunge movement, and it'll knock your socks off because it explains the corporate interest behind it, how it all worked. It's a real eye-opener, and some of my friends and ex-students are in that movie. But essentially, you had a bunch of guys that they couldn't play in cover bands, really. They didn't have the skills. But they typically were not successful in life. They're what you might call losers. But the grunge music was a celebration of loseriness. And by golly, all of a sudden it clicked.
And they embraced it.
All of a sudden it clicked, and bam, it was huge. It was huge. And I was dancing around the edges of that as the contract, negotiation teacher for recording contracts at the Art Institute. And so I was, you know, rubbing elbows with the big producers, the stars. I can't swear, but I remember Chris Cornell's babysitter had a crush on me, Chris Cornell of Soundgarden.
Okay.
And that was a really great connection to have. And I remember I was not
impressed. It wasn't vice versa. She totally had a crush on you.
No, it wasn't vice versa. I was married. But I'm, you know, I'm nice to everybody. And so I'm getting Alice in Chains' demo tape crossing my desk, and I said, get this expletive off my desk. Way to go, Ike.
I got to tell you something. I think Alice in Chains is very underrated.
Oh, man, were they good. Now, they started out, like all of them, a little bit iffy.
Yeah.
But after they get the record deal, they send them off to New York to learn how to sing, et cetera, et cetera. And they just get better and better. But the point is, they didn't have this glass ceiling of playing other people's songs. They just did their thing. They did what they loved. Right. And by golly, it took off. And
they weren't marketed right at the very beginning, because they were opening for like Slayer and groups like that. And those groups wanted just, you know, Slayer music. And they were more affiliated with more of the grunge sound.
Absolutely. Yeah. Downtune. You know, the strings till they practically lay on the neck.
Yeah.
And just they just did their thing. And,
that's cool. That's
yeah,
cool.
And I did record deals for some of those grunge bands. I was the lawyer for Roger Fisher from Heart. I, you know, from time to time, Pearl Jam's manager would consult with me. And I was just dancing around the edges of it, taking it all. And I was just a young lawyer.
Wow. I just got to ask. So you're here now.
Yes.
Tell me. You came back. We're glad you did. We love talent in our community.
Especially when it comes back.
Yes.
Well, my parents were elderly with cancer in Shawano.
Well, you're isn't that a good son.
And I thought the Midwest was a better place for our daughter to be raised. And it was. She went to UWGB here. Great. And got straight A's and got a job in a big accounting firm. And now she's in a private company. So it was great for the family. And my parents, I thought the right thing to do was to come back and be a good son and see them through that. And I did. And then I started reliving my childhood, and I started hooking up with musicians, ultimately moved to Green Bay so I could be a little closer to the music scene, a little closer to my daughter in the Milwaukee area. And so here we are.
Great.
And now I'm with the Pink Floyd Act.
But now, talk a little bit about that.
Well, that's mostly your fault.
Sorry.
But it's not a fault thing. You know, well, you can beat me up later for saying this, but, you know, it's a love-hate thing because of my last appearance here, right? I made the mistake of showing up with a pretty bass player of mine. You guys fell all over her. I might as well have been in the parking lot, right?
Yeah. So, that's why we didn't remember you when you walked in.
Exactly.
Sorry.
I walked in here before.
You don't know, but you remember the pretty.
Why did you tell me that?
You remember the pretty girl, right?
We had her back.
It's the Daddy D phenomenon. Have the pretty girl next to you.
There he so, is. So, it works for him.
So you know, so I cried myself to sleep that night.
Oh.
And then I fired my bass player because no one takes the spotlight from me.
Is she available now? Can we get her?
She's in a different band now. We're still friends.
So are we.
But you know, so there I was with nothing, thanks to you guys and the affection you showered on the pretty girl instead of me. Yeah, so there I was with nothing.
Can't
well,
hide it.
By golly, where do you go from there, right? Pink Floyd. So I've hooked up with a couple of award-winning musicians, AJ Karch from the Prince Project in Milwaukee, Joss and Jason Becker. A lot of people think they're brothers. That's really just a cloning experiment gone awry. These guys are like 6'5". And other really, really talented musicians, a sax player that plays with Smokey and the Miracles. And it's got to be the best Pink Floyd tribute around. And,
Wish You Were Floyd, coming up on June 27th at the Grand in Oshkosh.
Absolutely.
What are you going to play a little bit for us before we send it to the first break? Let's hear a little something.
Oh,
something.
I think I'd like to do some, you know, I don't sing much in that band. I do some, so I think I would like to do a song called Pigs on the Wing.
Let's do it, brother.
Well, let's hear it.
Let's bring it
all
up.
All right. Pretty cool what he's done, right? I mean, to be a lawyer.
I don't know. I dropped Nirvana.
No, I mean, and to be back, right, to come back here.
It's
I think that says a lot.
Absolutely.
As him as a person, but also a community that he's staying here. I mean, you know.
Absolutely.
I think that's good stuff. So, all right. And that.
Got a thing here from Terry. I went, Godfather of Grunge, Neil Young, Social Distortion, really? Sonic Youth. Best concert I saw in the 1990s. Terry. A little live music coming your way right now from the Wish You Were Floyd concert coming up on June 27th at the Phenomenal Grand in Oshkosh.
That's right. I'm playing this song because this is a song that we're not going to play. It's called Pigs on the Wing, and it's not really about pigs and dogs. It's about people.
Or wings.
Yeah, or wings. There's not really a reference. Well, there's one reference to a wing in it, but it's really about people and relationships and how we find shelter, to me anyway, and that we do that with people. Mm-hmm. care what happened to me. And I didn't care for you. We would zigzag away through the boredom and pain, patiently peering out through the rain and wondering which buggers to blame, and watching for pigs on the wing. You know that I care for you. I know that you care for me too.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back, everybody. We are here with this guy's a lot of fun. We've talked about what's going on in Shawano because he's the, what are you, the historical president?
Well, no, I'm an ex-president and board member of the Shawano County Historical Society, situated in the town proper.
Okay. Nice. And this segment brought to you by?
We are brought to you by Big Daddy D Productions, and big fan of theirs. They were in here last week actually singing. They perform at the Riverside Ballroom often. They perform all over the place. They are tonight, I think tonight. Are they at the Commons tonight, or was that last night?
This weekend.
Okay, so tonight or tomorrow night, you're going to see Daddy D Productions performing at the Commons in Howard. And I think the other night is the Glam Band, another guest who we have in here very often. So we just want to thank them for sponsoring this. This is a group of people that extremely talented, but really cares about the future of music in our community. And it either through performance, through the arts, their shows, what they do to sponsor young performers, give them a break to come and be on stage with Daddy D Productions. We love them. So you can get your tickets. Just go to the website, Daddy D Productions. Take a look at where they're performing, dinner shows. They have all over the place. We love them, and we're glad they're sponsoring the show here on Mind on the Mayor.
No, yep. I'm familiar with it. I believe it's Darren, is it not?
Yes.
Big Darren.
Yeah, I've met him. I've gone to their shows. Nice guy.
Fun shows.
And, you know, he's bigger than me. Last time he returned my call, I swear to God, it was an accidental butt dial.
Oh, well.
So, you know, it made me feel kind of small, but I got him on the line anyway.
So are you, okay, you're doing the thing in the Grand in Oshkosh, yes, which is phenomenal. Thing. Are you going to be doing that in Shawano at any venues?
I don't know. I mean, the one thing that might hold us, you got eight people and a big light show and all that.
Right.
They have something called Music in the Park in Franklin Park on Thursday nights.
Okay.
We have an agent that books that. Maybe that would happen. I don't know. I mean, we're getting a big head now. So there's always issues like cost and that sort of thing. I don't even know what they pay these bands.
Well, give yourself a plug one more time about your great event coming up on the 27th.
Okay, that's Wish You Were Floyd, a phenomenal Pink Floyd tribute act at the Grand Oshkosh on June 27th, starting at 7:30 p.m. There's still some seats left. So all you got to do is go to the website for the Grand Oshkosh, and you can buy tickets.
Sounds great. We want to hear another little something from you.
All right, then.
Whatever you'd like.
And you're going to take us out to end the week. How's that sound?
Can you imagine? Can you believe that? This morning went so fast. We're so glad.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Well, I'll do another Pink Floyd song that I don't sing in the act. We got spectators outside the window.
Oh, awesome. They're here to see you. They're not here to see us.
This is for Dennis.
All right, let's hear it.
It's for you, Dennis.
It's called Wish You Were Here.
And do we?
Thank you.
so you think you can tell heaven from hell, blue skies from pain. Can you tell a green field from a cold steel rail, a smile from a veil? Do you think you can tell? Did they get you to trade your heroes for ghosts, hot ashes for trees, cut air for a cool breeze, cold comfort for change? Did you exchange a walk-on part in a war for a lead role in a cage? How I wish you were here. We're just two lost souls swimming in a fishbowl, year after year, running over the same old ground. Have you found the same old fear? Wish you were here.
Wasn't that great?
That was phenomenal. That's, I'm not BSing. That sounded
fantastic.
This is great.
I mean,
thank you very much.
If you say you don't sing, yes, you do.
I'm going to plug Paul Fontaine of Green Bay's Vocal Mechanics. He learned from the masters that we used to send the stars to New York before they were stars. Paul Fontaine at Vocal Mechanics has been giving me weekly voice coaching for over 6 years, because when I came out of my coma with my multiple broken neck bones and everything, I lost my voice completely.
Unbelievable.
And not only did he build my voice back, but he made a singer out of me.
Yeah.
This guy is a hidden musical gem. I think long time ago, last time I was at this show, we mentioned him.
We got to bring him in here.
Yeah.
You should. He's a phenomenal asset to the community, music community.
Not only do you teach us, you have confidence too. I mean, you're pretty comfortable.
I was one of the best trial lawyers in the country. Honest to God.
Right.
King Dome Roof case. I did the Lloyds of London stuff out in Seattle.
Wow.
Nobody ever beat me.
All right. Hey, we got 1 minute left. Just, I want to plug the rhubarb thing again.
Yeah, the Shawano County Historical Society Rhubarb Festival in Shawano, Wisconsin. Tomorrow, June 21st. Old time, old school, family friendly. Don't bring any food. Wow, they have a pie contest and a rhubarb contest that is world class.
That's awesome. All right, we're going to see you up there. That's going to be fun. Thanks for coming in today.
And I'm sorry you had to come back because your parents, you know, medical issues. But man, you're a great person to bring back for this whole area.
Thank you very much. I'd be delighted to come back again.
Please
have you back. All right. Have a good weekend, everybody. Lots of things. Check out the websites. Lots to do. Appleton, Oshkosh, Green Bay. Thanks for listening. We will see you on Monday.
Tell the bass player we said hi.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.